Today we welcome back Eric Decker from station sponsor Hetherington Funerals. As I'm sure you know, Eric, there are so many questions that arise when someone passes away. It's just one of those things that you know will happen, but you don't often prepare yourself for. So, Eric, tell us, what should people know before a loved one passes away?
Well, Jenny, it's really important that people are prepared and they educate themselves on the process and what has to happen. Because the passing of a loved one, especially if it is unexpected, can be very stressful, can be overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
And therefore, people want to feel comfortable and confident when they're choosing who is going to take control of the arrangements, and they want to know that they can rely on the funeral director to guide them through the process. It's an important event, because the funeral is the final tribute and gift a family gives to someone who has passed away.
Yeah, very important. It sounds like choosing the right funeral director during this time really is very important. So could you tell us what we should be looking for when we actually go choosing a funeral home?
When we speak to families, they tell us different criteria for choosing our services at Hetherington Funerals. Some choose us purely on cost and are not inclined to want to pay exorbitant amounts. They prefer a reasonably priced funeral. But other families choose us because we are a local family-owned funeral home. But probably the biggest indication we have is when we receive feedback. People let us know that they are comfortable with us. They come in and they describe the experience as having been sitting with people in a family in a funeral home as opposed to a funeral parlour. So they like the fact that they are dealing with an ordinary family as opposed to a business.
That's very true. Very interesting. So in a nutshell, Derek, what actually is the process?
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. But to keep it simple, when a loved one passes, a doctor or nurse, a medical professional, will complete a certificate of death. It's at this stage that a family will need to do the final choice of a funeral home. If they're not sure, they can ask for recommendations from people they know, people they trust, or from the hospital or wherever they happen to be. Mm-hmm. But the funeral home they choose will then transfer their loved one into their care, and they'll begin working on the funeral arrangements with the family. Most of the decisions will be made at the funeral arrangement visit, and it's important at that point that you trust the funeral director to walk you through each step.
Yes, but what about all the paperwork and the legal side of things? A bit confusing sometimes.
Absolutely. And that all gets done as part of the process of organising the funeral. There's a death certificate, a medical certificate of cause of death, and so on and so on. And this all gets done with the funeral director at your arrangement visit. It's not that complicated when you're sitting with someone who knows how it works.
Yeah, very true. Thanks very much for all that information, Eric. And I'm sure that the more people hear, the more questions that they will have for you. So if you do have any questions you'd like to hear answered next time, so please email info@hetheringtonfunerals.com.au or you can contact them by Facebook.